Advocates of male or female identity cheer proposed end of Obama's transgender ideology. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 22, 2018. Americans who recognize the central role played by biology in shaping human needs and desires are applauding a report by the New York Times that the administration will roll back President Barack Obama's establishment of the transgender ideology. It is high time that governmental agencies at the national and local levels return to valid science, which reveals that there are two biologic sexes, and only two, male and female, said Dr. Quentin Van Meter, president of the American College of Pediatricians. President Donald Trump's common-sense decision to recognize gender as a biologically defined, immutable aspect of human nature should be welcomed, said Arthur Shaper, Organization Director of Mass Resistance and State Director of California Mass Resistance. Trump's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, is leading the effort to establish a legal definition of sex under Title IX, the federal civil rights law that bans gender discrimination in education programs that receive government financial assistance, according to the Times report. The new definition would ensure that people's recorded sex matches their actual biology. But the transgender ideology demands that the federal government enforce rules which help people easily switch their legal sex, regardless of biology. This ideology would eliminate many single-sex institutions, including sports leagues, showers, and bathrooms. A statement sent to Breitbart News from HHS's Office of Civil Rights, OCR, said the office does not comment on alleged leaked documents. However, Roger Severino, who heads OCR at HHS, added, a federal court has blocked HHS's rule on gender identity and termination of pregnancy as contrary to law and infringing the rights of healthcare providers across the country. The court order remains in full force and effect today, and HHS is abiding by it as we continue to review the issue. In January 2017, a federal court issued a nationwide injunction against enforcement of Obamacare regulations that referred to gender identity and termination of pregnancy. The rules were intended to end discrimination based on gender identity. The injunction prohibits HHS's OCR from enforcing some of Obamacare's requirements as they pertain to persons who claim to be of a gender that is incompatible with their biological sex. That court found that the Obama administration regulation was overbroad and inconsistent with the text of the 1972 Title IX law prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex. The court order remains in full force and effect today, and HHS is bound by it as we continue to review the issue. Everyone deserves to be treated with respect, and HHS's Office for Civil Rights will continue to vigorously enforce all laws as written and passed by Congress, prohibiting discrimination in healthcare on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, age, and disability. Groups that have been advocating for an official return to a biological foundation of sexuality are applauding the news of a potential rule change. President Trump's announced ban on so-called transgender serving in the military was one welcome reform early in his administration, Shaper said. We hope that he will continue to reassert the preeminence of scientific research and genetic evidence in matters relating to gender. These reforms and more to come will put an end to the coerced, abusive LGBT agenda originally enforced by the Obama administration and his cabinet secretaries. Gender identity is a social construct, not a biologic one, and gender-specific rights have no place in regulation or law, Van Meter said. Similarly, Jane Robbins, a senior fellow at the Washington, D.C.-based American Principles Project, told Breitbart News the report, if true, is welcome news. Not only does government affirmation of gender dysphoria hurt the very people it claims to help, but there is no serious argument that Congress intended the word sex to include gender identity when it passed Title IX, she said. It is constitutionally inappropriate for federal bureaucrats to interpret the term in a way not intended by Congress. The recourse for proponents of the broad definition is to lobby Congress to enact it. But until the legislature takes that step, sex should be interpreted to mean sex. National grassroots parents group U.S. Parents Involved in Education, USPI, also praised the report, stating the Trump administration is taking the initiative to correct the flawed policies of the former administration that were forced onto innocent young children who attend government schools. Title IX of the Civil Rights Law states that schools receiving federal money cannot discriminate based on a student's gender, the group said in a statement sent to Breitbart News. The Obama administration blurred the lines that define gender with its transgender bathroom edict, threatening government schools with the loss of federal funding if they continue to protect schoolchildren with private bathroom and locker room policies.